Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. And we do have Congressman French Hill with us right now. He's with the District 2. And I tell you, Congressman French, this is just amazing. When you talk about all the things going on in D.C., it seems like I could have you on the radio every day because it seemed like news changes so fast and so rapidly than it did 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Well, Bob, it's always good to be with you, and I'm always at your service.
Well, let's talk about everybody seems like they hear this every day, and they report it by changing just a little phrases here and there. And that's the Mueller report and the Barr testimony. This is just becoming national news minute by minute.
Well, look, Bob Mueller has been at this for 2 years. He was named a special counsel to look at whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to change the outcome of the 26th campaign. That's a pretty far-fetched charge, but we spent $25 million. We had hundreds of agents and lawyers working on it, and we took hours of grand jury testimony, and the bottom line was Attorney General Barr says that that didn't happen. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. A bunch of Russians were indicted for propaganda related to the 2016 campaign. And Attorney General Barr was at the Capitol all last week, and he testified that he believed that the report would be released to the public towards the end of this week.
And then the Attorney General Barr mentioned the spying allegation. What was your thoughts on that?
Well, look, the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Oversight Committee and the House Intelligence Committee have been looking into that aspect of this whole story, which is, did the highest levels of the FBI, the intelligence community, and the Department of Justice in any way do something inappropriate or violate department policy or protocol in triggering the investigation of the Trump campaign's potential collusion with Russia? In other words, was all this even based on a false premise cooked up by Trump disliking Obama appointee? And so I think Attorney General Barr shocked everybody last week when he said that he believed that, yes, there was spying on the Trump campaign. That is a pretty shocking revelation. It's been hinted at, though, as I note, by the House work and the oversight and the Intelligence Committee and over in the Senate. So President Trump's Attorney General Barr will look into that. But I think the Capitol Hill investigators are already looking into it.
You know, you feel like a newsmaker, French, when we talk, because it's all these topics that's going on, and you bring such an insight. And another thing is, you were on the border tour in Rio Grande Valley, and you took a bipartisan policy center was sponsored this whole thing. And tell us a little bit your eye view what's going on. Let's see if we can cut through all of the sensationalism through the news that we see and kind of clean up the window a little and tell us what you think is really going on there.
You bet, Bob. I made my fifth trip to the southwest border in the past 4 years, having been in Congress. This one was to McAllen, Texas, which is a major border crossing down in the Rio Grande Valley. This is the agricultural part of South Texas, where they grow vegetables and grapefruit and oranges. It's a big ag area. It's also a big import-export market. About $9 billion a year crosses the border there at McAllen, which is the major border crossing on the way to Monterrey, Mexico, which is Mexico's biggest business city. So this is a very, very busy area for commerce. But it's also been the most unfenced part of the border and the most difficult part of the border to patrol. So when I was down there 2 weeks ago, approximately 7,000 people were coming across the border from Central America, mostly in family units, and entering the United States. We have no room in our detention facilities or holding facilities in the United States. And so these families were just processed, documented, and then released into the United States to a relative pending a deportation hearing sometime off in the future. So it is a humanitarian crisis. We have green Border Patrol uniforms and blue customs agents trying to do their jobs when what they're really doing is they're running a daycare center in the ports of entry, and that's not what their job is. And so the money that we appropriated in January when President Trump pushed for more spending, he got 55 miles of fencing that's going to go in this sector. He also got substantial increases in humanitarian assistance, and that should hire people to come in and take over this family processing responsibility and relieve our Border Patrol agents from that responsibility. Let them go out and patrol the border, which is in severe need of that.
You look at the sheer numbers. We hear a lot of numbers thrown around that it could be upwards of 100,000 illegal immigrants going across our border.
A million people this year.
Yeah, that's right, per month. So that would be over a million.
Yeah.
So that's
just in McAllen, Texas, between January and when I was there in March, 125,000 people had been released into the United States.
If you look at that, and this is pure numbers, and this is something that has been a lot of discussion, coffee shop talk, and someone brought this to attention. If it is, let's say it's a million, not a million two, if it was 100,000. If it's a million, every 3 years, that is the population of Arkansas coming across our border. So this is definitely a problem. Right. Then why does it seem like there's such a fight over this?
I just don't understand why the opposition political party, the Democrats, don't understand this is a crisis. It was a crisis in 2014 when President Obama said it was, and it's a crisis today when President Trump says that it is. We have to change our laws, Bob. We have these families coming. Our border patrol and our border system is geared towards a Mexican male coming across the border, either for migrant labor or for drug smuggling. But it's a typical male. And we have a law that says that if you're a Mexican citizen and you come across the border illegally, we immediately deport you back into Mexico. But the law does not permit that, repeat, does not permit that for other than Mexicans. So these Central Americans cannot be just turned around and deported back into Mexico. So that's legal issue number one. Legal issue number two is, if you bring children, we have certain rules from the 1990s called the Flores Agreement, where we don't detain these kids for more than just a few hours. We get them into a quality living situation, school, whatever they need, health care, and we tend to not separate families unless there's an illegal connection between the parent and the child, or the child has no connection to the adult, which happens in a lot of the time. And so this complexity has got to be changed by law. And then finally, people are seeking asylum by claiming credible fear that they will be killed in their home country. Well, that deserves a asylum hearing. But just to say that you're not at work in your home country is not a reason to seek asylum in the United States. These legal challenges are what are driving this migration to the U.S. And finally, I'd say we have to work with the countries. I differ with President Trump. We need to work with El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and make sure they have the resources and military and border control they need to stop this migration north. And we need to work with Mexico to make sure that they have a strong southern border control. We have to work together on it. Otherwise, we just keep having this problem repeating, repeating, repeating.
A million illegal immigrants a year is a crisis.
It's a crisis. And to say it's not a crisis is just not true. And I've been up here for 4 months this year. We haven't gotten much done in Congress because we don't have an agenda being set in the right way by the opposition political party, but they have keep claiming that this is not a crisis and it's not a border emergency, and I believe that it is.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking about a fleece award, but we'll also talk about an update on district news here on KFFB's Open Mic. Thanks, French.